Cross-country racing is some of the most exciting racing out there, and now cross-country riders are making it look cool, Blake.
That is new. Mm. What's changed and why has it changed?
Well, all that and much more coming up on the Dirt Shed Show. Yes, welcome to the Dirt Shed Show, everybody, with myself, Rich Payne, and...
And Blake Sampson. Nice
hey, buddy.
To have you here.
How's it going, mate?
Very good. We haven't
done a show in a while.
We finish each other's...
Sandwiches.
Yes.
Oh, that was silky smooth. Dude, cross-country guy, slopestyle guy, yep. Stees, or I'll admit, less stees.
Less stees, but more endurance and yes. fitness.
But cross-country racing is changing. I know you don't catch too much of it on the old telly box.
No, I don't.
But when it comes out on social,
holy moly.
So they've got some style to them now, right?
They have.
I think cross-country is genuinely changing. Racing, tracks, the modern era of rider. Mm-hmm. Like, so if we think about it, sort of Nino Scher, heard of him?
Yes, I have.
You trained with him
a few times. Yeah. Got his number in my phone.
Clang. Yeah. That was awkward.
No.
I've got Blake Sampson's number in my phone.
Yeah.
Don't know how to delete it. But anyway, he's sort of an originator of kind of like the whip, right? Yep. That Nino whip we've all come to know and love. Back ends all tweaked out.
Yeah, yeah.
But now people are throwing like Euro whips and stuff.
Dude, there's a few There's a few people out there that spring to mind.
Okay.
We've got, I have to read them out because we've got Charlie Aldridge. Actually, I'm a big fan of his.
Yeah.
He is a good rider.
He is,
Tom Pidcock. But then the guy that actually does nail it is Christopher...
Blevins. Yeah, specialised rider, rides loads of pump track and stuff like this. Have a look at this little clip here. Little cheeky land in a manual to like nose bonk off.
I like doing that in the bike park.
Yeah, and he's doing it on an XC bike with a big old saddle, big old stem.
And about an hour and a bit in already.
Yeah, exactly. But and these sort of, you know, Pidcock, Simon Andreasen on the Cannondale team. We've got Adrien Boucher, a young French rider. Mm-hmm. These sort of young guns just moved up, or some of the under 23s out there, Riley Amos, are all throwing sort of new shapes and new styles. And I think we're sort of seeing a younger influence on cross country now.
And I like it. It actually brings more people to the sport because it makes it a bit more fruity.
It really does.
It's inspiring to see them go so far really hard, but with style.
Yeah, so that where we saw a lot of this actually sort of shine through this year was the second round of the UCI World Cup Series in Brazil. What was the name of the venue?
I have no idea.
It was Arusha in Brazil.
How's Russia in Brazil?
Arusha.
Oh, Arusha.
I mean, I may well be saying that wrong myself, but that is where it was. And it sort of had these supercross style sections, right?
Ooh.
Yeah, you've perked up now, right?
It's like pump tracks.
It basically was. It was a very short lap. I think one of the shortest XC loops they've ever had.
They call that XCC.
So that's short track. That's a different one again, but, you know, we'll get to that. But it had these supercross style sections where it was just sort of jump after jump after jump and riders are gapping over bridges and things like that you just wouldn't have seen, I would say...
A couple of years ago.
Yeah, three, 4 years ago, you just wouldn't have seen. So, you know, we're seeing sort of bike part design come in, more intense, more flat out racing. We're seeing sort of a pump track kind of influence and stuff. And I think there's going to be more to come.
A whole magnitude of different genres coming together.
Crushed it.
Did you like that?
I like that, yeah. No, so, you know, what do you think? Do you think sort of this current crop of stees that has come to cross-country racing is sort of the way forward? Or do we think that kind of more old school era of more sort of longer technical tracks without the jumps is the way to go, or combo? I kind of like the idea of a combo.
Combos more so.
And sort of the variety of tracks that we're seeing in the year. But yeah, let us know in the comments down below. What do you think of sort of the way cross country is at the moment? But enough rambling from us. It's time for the news.
It's May and I'm ill. But the news doesn't stop, Leo. Neither do I.
It's been a big week in the mountain biking world with the UCI Mountain Bike World Series returning to Novo Mesto in the Czech Republic. The under 23 races saw Isabella Holmgren and Riley Amos taking the wins in both the short track and the XCO. Holmgren is the junior world champ, taking her first win in the under 23s. And this is an incredible 6 wins on the trot now for Amos. Orbea's Luca Martin finished the XCO race in second, despite a crash. The elite racing saw the top three within a second. Alessandra Keller just pipped Paulien-Varan Prevot and Hayley Batten's first place in the XCC, a similar tight finish in the men's race, all within the same second. Victor Koretsky triumphant over Chris Blevins and Thomas Litcher. In the XEO, it was a great day to be an Ineos Grenadier. Paulien-Varan Prevot finished over a minute up on second place Hayley Batten and third place Alessandra Keller before announcing that this will be her last season racing a mountain bike, which is quite the statement, clearly planning to go out on top. And in the men's race, well, since 2021, it's been the same story. Tom Pidcock, who claimed to have ridden his mountain bike just once this year, took on the top step, relentlessly attacking Nino Scherzer, who finished 30 seconds back. Marcel Guarini had a great race, equaling his career best of third spot. And it was first time on the podium for Mathis Azaro in fifth spot. Lots of riders focusing on the Olympics this year. Nino will be off to his fifth games, but a rider who won't be joining him is Trek's Vlad Dasglu. The Romanian has missed too many check-ins with the anti-doping authorities and has received a 17-month suspension from competition. Some news out of YT now. They've got a new Jeffsy build. The Uncaged 13 edition is retro video game inspired, comes with cable-driven SRAM GX, a Mozaki Bomber Z1 fork, one-off rental silver cockpit, and matching Crank Brothers synthesis wheels. Very cool build. On top of that, they've opened a new YT mill in Bentonville, Arkansas. The Customer Experience Center will offer residents and visitors an insight into the brand and act as demo and distribution for the area. Bluegrass has got a new range of knee and elbow protection, starting at the most protective and working to the lightest, with the Aura Core Knee, Aura Knee, Arto Knee, and Three Straps Knee. There are also Aura Core and Aura Elbow pads too. Based around level 2 impact dissipation protection and type B coverage, the pads have 39% more coverage and 40% more energy impact dissipation than the lower acceptable levels. Quick blast through Crankworx Cairns to finish off. Ryan Gilchrist and Geordie Scott gold in the dual slalom and the pump track. Tracy Hannah and Connor Fearon win the downhill. Geordie Scott and Garrett Mecham in the Sweden style. Almar Wigberg and David Godziek in the slope style. Have a great weekend. Time for the sickest thing.
It's you this week.
What do you mean it's me this week?
You're the sickest thing this week.
Get out.
Right, this week's sickest thing has to be this new video from Lando Steezy and Bergtech called All in a Day's Work. Don't get me wrong, I'm one of the first people to say I want to see pros go to epic locations and build insane spots. But at the same time, it's just the internet, it's not actual reality, it's not what they're doing all day long. I mean, look at Leo. Like, Leo, this, I think this is what this video is showing. Leo is just like a regular kid from an underprivileged background that has to ride, like, in Northern England where it rains all the time. So he's just riding, like, skate parks, pump tracks, and, like, local dirt jumps, like most kids. But his riding's like obviously really sick and like shaped by the riding he's doing and his surroundings. Like the bar to slide is really sick. And the fact he does like the whip to bar on that tiny jump, like that's so technical. Also, I don't know if it was a new learn, but it was sick to see you get the decade, dude. Just cause that was like a proper legit decade, not one of those like three down whippy ones. Right, that's my sickest thing this week. Time to go back to the shed.
Right, thank you very much, Toff and Tom, for Sickest Thing of the Week. And news, the Sickest Thing of the Week this week was super sick this week.
The sickest thing this week, though, apart from that being the sickest thing, is the Camelback results are in for the competition. Ooh. Where we gave away their brand new metal bottles, being the titanium and the stainless steel one, and then that vest hydration pack.
Yes, the Chase hydration vest. Who are the winners, Blake?
Well, I'm going to leave this one to you, Richard, because I'll butcher the names.
Done me over. So I will do it instead. Well, they are on screen now, but congratulations, Cahill, Grant Coyle, Konstantinos Papathanasou, and Sean Eisenmenger.
Whoa, congratulations.
Hacks and Bodges, Hacks and Bodges, Hacks and Bodges. Wow.
We are so good. We are up for hiring. Hiring. We're
not private events, public events, you name it, we'll sing at it. We are that desperate. But this week's Hacks and Bodges, where you could win,
which was a hack right there, or a bodge, is a race jersey of your choice.
Yeah, not that
Take
one.
Take a look at this one. Not this one, because this one lives in here and it's been worn.
It's been in here for a while. First up, we've got ADVTN. Adverton. And basically, he's used a yoga mat so for indoor storage and maintenance to catch all the, you know, the sweat and crud and various other bits and that come off of you and your bike.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think that's a great hack because they've just moved into the city and the wife didn't want them getting dirt all over the tiles.
Yeah, I think. And it looks tidy.
Yep,
it does great. Look tidy. Is that a hack or a bodge?
I'd say that's a hack.
I think that's a hack.
Definitely a hack.
Because you can get proper training mats and that's probably way cheaper. So.
Yeah, that's way cheaper.
Good hack, good hack. Who have we got next, B-Lake?
We've got one young from Furby31. Furby31. Furby says, fixing a friend's shared his lever after finishing this, that he rode 600 meters like that. Look at that. He snapped his Shimano lever there.
These are my favorite ones. That are just the ridiculous bodged on zip tie to heck kind of things like that. And the one of my favorite ones was a spoon as a brake lever a while back. Do you remember that one? It's always stuck in my head. That's definitely a bodge.
That's definitely a bodge, but is a hack because you got back down.
Good work. The next up is from Danny I, and I like this one. The drop in spell I double N, as like a pub if you're in the UK.
Oh, pub or a guest house or a
bed and breakfast. Yeah, upcycled a wheel I'd re-spoke to realise the hub was foobard.
Foobard? Foobard.
Fubbard.
Foobard? Fubbard. Mother Hubbard.
Well, that's broken.
That is broken.
A bit of 3D printing, of course, because who doesn't these days? And my bar is now named. I mean, you got your own bar, so that's definitely...
I love it.
Bodge? No, hack.
No, that's a hack.
That's a cool hack.
That's a hack.
Three great ones this week. But Blake, who is the winner?
I'm going to go with Furby31 because I feel like that's very ingenuitive. And he had some zip ties, he fixed it, and he carried on riding. Even though I do like in the drop.
Mm. That is a hell of a lot of zip ties.
Yeah, but that dude, I think that's a bloody bodge.
It's got him home. All right, congratulations, Furby31. You won a race top, not this race top, but a race top very similar.
Now, if you want to get involved with the hacks and bodges, we have an uploader linked in the description down below. Please get involved because the more bodge, the better.
Yeah. And the more hack, the betterer.
Ooh.
Shop shout out.
Literally shop shout out. We have a plethora of different garments on our website. It all helps our community. It all helps us on the channel as well and promote us out there on the trail when you wear it. Get involved.
And you can look as steezy as those cross-country riders. So head over to the GMBN shop now. Linked in the description, where?
Down below.
Nice.
Things we loved this week. It's actually been going a bit nuts. Red Bull Hardline is kicking off. And
it's mad.
There's a lot of stuff going on, man. There's some big obstacles.
I am finding it hard to focus on anything else on social at the moment.
Yeah, well, Matt Jones did a video about the course preview. Well, not preview.
Yeah.
He did a course walk. He was like hitting some of the obstacles with Bernard Kerr, and it came to the big canyon jump.
Yeah, I like that one actually because it showed a lot of the rest of the course as well. Not just the mad stuff that we've been seeing, but like the mad techers stuff.
Right at the top, straight out of the gate. Horrible.
Horrible. Bernard obviously first to hit that crazy canyon jump that we've all been seeing.
Yeah.
Cleared it, sailed over it, like literally sailed over it by a mile. Very close to the left though. Kind of scary.
Yeah.
And someone who was also sailed over it by a mile. So the honourable mention to Jim Munro.
Yeah.
Who ejectocito cuz.
He did do an ejectocito cuz. But he's alright.
He wound the windows down for days.
He
he was just whining windows. Yeah. He's okay.
Can't get over it. That's the things we've loved this week.
Big old head bang, no broken bones. Good work, you animal.
Unreal. Now talk about being unreal. Caption contest time.
Right, time for caption contest, as we said, and there's this beautiful picture of Anna. Wowzers.
You're looking beautiful, as
speechless,
always.
Yeah.
Look at that. First one coming in from at... I'm going to spell it out.
Okay.
KJST.GELAIS1501. It says, when you're about to nail your park tool, influencer interview.
Loves an influencer right there. From at 01FozzyS, Anna's best entry, trying to look like Gary Fisher. I mean, similarities.
It's pretty good.
Similarities.
Got another one. Hammy on a bike. When you're going through a muddy puddle and you get a little something stuck on your lip. That's that big. It's questionable.
That's questionable. Andrew MTB 420. I didn't know Calvin from Park Tool had a daughter. That's a good one.
I like that one.
That is a good one.
We're going to pick a winner.
We do.
Stunt mug.
What do they win?
A stunt mug.
Oh, dearie me. That went a bit crazy. Yes, you can win a stunt mug. Who do we think is going to win?
Well, I'm going to go with Calvin. He's got a daughter.
Okay, that was from Andrew MTB 420. I didn't know Calvin from Part 2 had a daughter. Congratulations, a stunt mug is winging its way to you. Great catch.
Oh. Great catch. Anyway, this is this week's caption contest photo.
Oh, Leo and a low throw.
You get a chance to win a stunt mug of your choice by going hashtag caption contest in the description, in the comments down below.
Coming up on the channel this week, some things we're looking forward to.
Oof, yep.
Is a modern cross country bike faster than a 10-year-old downhill bike, Blake?
It's very interesting, actually. I would guess the downhill bike.
On a downhill track, I should say. Oof. Not just in general. This is on a downhill track. Well, you're going to have to wait to see to find out.
Definitely. And we built, actually, we didn't build, Neil built a free coaster bike.
Yes.
That which is, it's a bit weird how he's made it, but it's super cool. Very clever. Very clever.
Neil or the bike?
No, that's a question we'll leave to you.
Yes, also essential accessories for your mountain bike or to get into mountain biking coming up. And what last?
The bike vault. Time to get into it.
We're not doing how to build confidence then.
No.
Cool. It is time for the bike vault, which means we need...
The
beautiful
bell.
Assistants.
The bell. We're not just talking about you, Richard.
Ding dong. Right, up first, we've got a reappearance from ADVTian with his Yeti ARC, or ARC as some people
ARC,
call it.
ARC, it's
in the countryside. Tail, now, this is a... Yeah,
it's a hardtail power for the win, for sure.
What's that?
Anyway, moving on, we're going on to the next one.
Okay, cool.
This one is a Scott Spark 910 or 910.
Yeah, I like that. This is from Cyclist 166091, and that is...
Oh, it's a beautiful bike.
Yeah, that is... I like that because obviously it's got the hidden shock, but it's super stealthy. And you can tell you must do some big days because he's double bottling and got the gear strap full of kit on there.
Oh, I didn't see that before the down tube. Blends in with the graffiti.
Yeah, it does. Right, what have we got next then, Blake?
We got Matrix Concept.
Well done. Yes, we do. This is a DV8.
Took a while to get that one.
A DV8 Highlander, 38 Ohlins rear shock, 5 dev cranks, Nexty rims.
They look gold.
I like
devs.
Gold.
Yeah, you do. And you like these bikes because you've ridden
I used
them
to ride for them, yeah. Yeah, super nice.
Super
he also
nice.
Says, love your channel, keep up the good work. So you just got yourself a super nice
super
there.
Nice, well done. What's up next then?
Go on. Oh, Tickle Mark.
I'm not Mark, I'm Blake.
Oh, sorry, I get confused. It's a Kingdom Vendetta X3.
I love this bike.
Yeah, they're...
It's a titanium rig.
They're gnarly looking hardtails, aren't they? I
super
do like
nice.
This with the tan walls or the tan saddle and the tan grips.
And then the Kashima.
Yeah, some thoughts gone into that. Very nice from Tickle Mark.
Ah, that's my booby.
Who's next?
Oh, this one's Jobay 297. Jobay 297.
It's a Vitus. Yeah, no Morris.
Out in Austria. And it looks like he's been having a good time because it's dirty. I actually like it. It's...
Mixed wheel, yeah, go. Is that a full house? Oh no, we got another one.
Got another one.
Scroll further on my script. We have Roger Wall 1851. He is very old.
He's very old.
He has been around a while.
He's been, yeah.
But this
is older than the Rockies.
What?
Then that bike, Rocky Mountain.
Good one.
Dad joke, sorry.
It's not even a joke. It's just rubbish.
I'm moving on.
Why are we?
Super nice.
Good job. That is, yeah. Well, that's all. That's all of them.
No, we've got a comment.
Oh, God, I need to scroll further. Oh, the chaos.
We have a common cell metal SX from Theo Velassi.
From Theo Velassi's tender.
Velassi.
Shake the bell! Shake
the super bell! I love the man!
And that is the end of the bike vault! Just the uploaders below! Send your bikes in because we actually do love to see them! This has been chaotic! XC's got Stesia. This has been a fun show!
It's been incredible!
Have a great weekend, everybody! And don't forget... Oh! Send your bikes into the bike vault because if you don't, then we're a bit scuppered.
Yeah,
we really need them. So it's been a fun show, Blake.
I absolutely loved it. Thank you very much, Richard.
See you later.
Au revoir.
See ya.
Cup of tea.